module is quite a big module, and the topic is, and put out a welcome sign so that Chinese people, they know that you mean business and you are ready, you are prepared, and you want to let them know, both in print and you want to let them know online. You've already done physical networking. You've seen people, you've met people. Now we're talking about everything that's not in person. So online, in print, in your brochures in the future, on your website, in social media, every possible other avenue. So we want to talk to you about cost-effective marketing also. One of the biggest problems in China, and I've seen this a million times, is the companies come here. I mean, there's famous examples like eBay that lost $100 million, and there's many companies like Groupon who lost similar amounts, and there's also a lot of companies that are not so well known, but they lost a lot of money in China. And it becomes a kind of thing where people think that you only lose money in China, but actually that's not the case. If you have the right information, you can most definitely make money in China, and we're doing that every day here. So I'll give you the advice that the most cost effective and the most you want to think, I guess the mindset for this is the long ball. You know, China has just recently gotten wealthy, and the land values have risen in the last 10 years. And so there's millionaires created like crazy, but it's just the beginning. It's just the very, very beginning for this. So China Cash Buyers people are on track to be leading the trend. So, but I want you to never forget that you're going for the long ball. You're not going for one lead. You're not trying to sell five houses this year. You know, if you're serious, you want to make a career of this and sell hundreds of houses and get yourself some clients that make your life and your financial situation completely different than the average agent. So don't waste your money. Don't throw your money away. We're going to give you very, very simple things you can do, most of them free. Okay. The first thing is that you want the people to trust you, okay, online. The way I think about this one is, imagine if you were moving to Shanghai, okay? So you and your family, you decided that you're going to move to Shanghai and you needed an apartment. How would you start? What would you think about Shanghai? You don't know Shanghai in this case. You've never been to Shanghai and you need a house in Shanghai. What information do you need? Okay, let's say, for example, a lot of the Chinese cash buyers will use an example from their kind of demographic. So let's say a young couple, they have a young, a son, he's 8 years old, and they're thinking of moving overseas. So let's say you're in the same situation. What do you need? Well, first thing you need, schools. You want to know education. What is the best options? What are the options? You want to know everything possible about education. There's really not too much you can know about education. You want to read every book. You probably would go to the bookstore. You'd probably buy a book about relocating to China. You would probably you'd probably join a group, let's say a Facebook group, relocating to China. You would probably get reports from your business, or you would look online for other reports, and you would read blogs. You would watch videos on YouTube. You would do everything you could to kind of get a feeling for not only Shanghai, okay? You want to know, obviously, the education situation, but, you're going to want to know where is your office, where are you going to be working? So how far is the office from the school? And what options are available in that area? So you want to know some pretty basic stuff, right? You also want to know what kind of areas are comfortable. Maybe some areas they wouldn't have, for example, coming to Shanghai, they wouldn't have like foreign food. They wouldn't have restaurants open late. They wouldn't have maybe transportation, like a subway. They wouldn't have easy way to get around. You'd want to know that. And the way I look at it is smart is to be voracious. You want to learn as much as possible. And guess what? Chinese people are the same way. So when they're moving to your country, to say to the US or Canada, for example, they don't know, likely a lot of people will not know very much. They're starting from scratch. They're just, maybe they took a vacation once, or maybe they didn't. They might have just read about it. A lot of times education drives people to go abroad and purchase a house. And so, you know, they might know a lot about education, but they not might not know almost anything about anything else. Supermarkets, communities, costs, the average cost of a house, you know, all these different things that they want to know. You know, culture, you know. So what you want to do, you have your area, and you want to do a real good job of two things. You want to present yourself very well, and you want to present your area very well. Okay, so let's start with yourself. So first thing is you want to take a nice picture. Okay, you want, I think in general, I think a clean cut, simple picture, high quality picture. It could be using an iPhone. Make sure you have good lighting. Take a nice, simple, you know, clean background, or maybe a beautiful background if you are on the beach or there's a beautiful mountain or something. You might want to have that as like a lifestyle picture. But get a nice high quality picture of yourself. You know, don't be wearing, you know, don't be far away. Have your face up close so that they can see who you are. They can look in your eyes. They can see, you know, who they're going to deal with. The next thing is clothing. You want to dress up. We talked about it before, but you want to dress up, you know, fairly formal. And you're dealing with a wealthy client. You want to give the best impression possible. You don't want to overdress. I mean, don't wear a bow tie, but you want to look clean and you want to look good. So everything from, you know, your hair to your dress, the color, the lights, the picture, simple picture is a good idea. What you want to do, and it's very similar to, like I said, think again, if you're moving to Shanghai, you're going to look at the person that will be your future agent, and you'll make a decision about who you want to deal with, which company you're going to deal with. The more you know about them, the more likely you'll use them. So I recommend if you have, for example, let's say your lineage, let's say you're originally from, like for example, my family is originally from Finland, before they moved to the States. So I could talk about that in my bio. You know, give people kind of a little personal, you know, something that they can understand. You know, my family immigrated, and you know, tell them a little bit about that. You know, my background. Give them a background. And another thing you can do is if your name means something, you can explain what your name means. You know, what the history of your name. You know, the Chinese people, the characters are very, they're filled with meaning, and they talk about the meaning of characters a lot. So if your name has some kind of special meaning, or you know the name, historical, like the root, the original meaning of your name, go ahead and explain that. That's all nice stuff. Anything about your family, you know, of course, any achievements that you have, you know, you definitely want to have, if you're number one in your area, you want to have your achievements very clearly. You want to write those out. Your qualifications, if you have any licenses, talk about that. Write everything down like that. You basically, who are you, right? You know, in your community standing. So, for example, if you lived in San Francisco for many, many generations, your family, that is a great topic for Chinese because they value history and they value long commitments. So, if your family has like been for a long time in an area and has a deep relationship with different people, they will definitely look fondly on that kind of thing. So talk about that. Just very basic. You know, you don't have to, you're not writing a novel, but just consider it when you write your bio and you write about yourself. Next thing is you want to talk about your area. Okay, now what I often see when I look at listings, even from Chinese brokers overseas, is they often don't have enough about the area. So, once you've heard something, once something's been heard, you can't unhear it, right? You know, they did a study where they had one person listen to a song, and they said, okay, now you're going to tap on the table, tap on the desk, and you want to tap the song out, and what are the odds that your friend is going to guess what song you're tapping out? And so they played the song Happy Birthday, and so the average, the answer is about 80%. Most people said like 80% or 90%. He's definitely going to understand what song, Happy Birthday, I'm tapping. And what happened was almost nobody guessed the right answer. And the reason is because once you've heard something, once you know it, it's hard. You can't unlearn it. You know the song and you know it's a simple song. And in the study, a lot of the people were getting quite upset. You know, it's like, come on, you dummy. You know, it's easy, you know, it's happy birthday, and they're thinking, you know, but it's not easy. If you haven't seen something, it's not easy. And so you have to be careful of what you know and what they know. And you want to keep those separate. You want to always think as an immigrant, or think of a person who's new in the area. And essentially what you're doing is you're helping them to do their homework. Okay, you're helping them in giving them, you know, a leg up. It makes it easier on them, right? Instead of they have to go to, you know, 100 blogs and read 100 books, you're the source of information. You're the expert. Okay, now, I want to say now is we're writing content, and we're writing your bio and writing about your area in English. Okay, now this is going to change in a few minutes, but right now we're writing in English. So you write about yourself, write about your area, what's special about your area, give them an idea of what it's like to live there. What you essentially want to do is you don't want to, here's what you don't want. You don't want a listing that says 200, you know, 2,000 square feet, one kitchen, three bedrooms, and ocean view. You know, that's what you don't want to do. That's what everybody's doing. But what a new person, a person new to the area, what they want to know is they want you to paint them a picture. They want a picture in their mind so they can see what it's like to live there. What's the lifestyle like? What do you do every day? What kind of people are there? What's the average cost of a house? You know, what, from a people perspective, what kind of industries are there? What do they do every day? What's maybe something funny or special they do? Any kind of like special holidays, you know, things like that. Always good to add in there. Okay, so when you get done with all the kind of get the basics down, right? The next thing you want to do is you want to start thinking of titles. You want to think of titles for your articles. And, you know, you want something that's very basic and easy to understand for a new person. So you might choose something like, you might go down from, like, for example, let me give you an example of some titles that would be, one, they would be very valuable for your client. Two, they would give them a picture in their mind. And three, they would also give you a big leg up in search engine optimization, because they are search terms and keywords that people are looking for actively online. So you really win when you write these type of titles. I'm gonna give you some example of things that are very basic, okay? Now I'm from San Clemente, so I'll use San Clemente as an example. Relocating from China to San Clemente. Maybe relocating from, you can switch it up, relocating from Shanghai to San Clemente, okay? Buying a house in San Clemente. Major supermarkets in San Clemente. Buying groceries in Southern California. Yeah, shopping in Southern California. How to purchase a property in San Clemente. How to buy a house in San Clemente. These are all different titles of articles. The Chinese community in Southern California. Education and high schools in San Clemente. Universities in Southern California. Okay, now obviously there's so many things you could do with universities. You could say, study chemistry in Southern California. Or you could say, study physics at the University of California at Irvine. You can have so many different takes. These are titles of articles. Or eventually there'll be titles of videos. Famous people living in San Clemente. Average price of houses in San Clemente. Average price of apartments in San Clemente. Average price of houses in Southern California. History of San Clemente. Transportation from the airport to your house in San Clemente. Property tax in Southern California. You could also add a how much, or you could have a question. How much is property tax in Southern California? Best place to live in Southern California. Best area. Okay, now these titles, I'm giving you some ideas, and what I recommend is that you take these titles, and each one, you write a little paragraph about it. Just kind of, you know, something basic about the area. Then you know what to write. Write your paragraph. Okay, now, the next thing you can do is you've got your personal introduction. Okay, you've got your area introduction. And your area introduction is like all kinds of content, information that is useful for a new person to the area. Okay, now, again, I don't expect that you would be done with this in a week. This is a long-term project. Write a few stories, introduce yourself first, maybe a general introduction of the area, and then the titles that we just talked about, maybe have them once a week. You want to write one once a week. You know, don't neglect your other business. So you can slowly move in that direction. Eventually you'll have a lot of content. So you'll be number one. I mean, there's not a lot of people doing this right now. And the reason why, you probably think there are, right? But they're not, and I'll show you why. Okay, the next thing what you want to do is what you're doing is you're sending a welcome sign. It's like you've got this welcome sign. It's like, hey, welcome. You're welcome here. Okay, now, how do you make it so that Chinese people feel welcome? One of the things you can do, and I highly recommend, is to use Google Translate. Okay, so just search Google Translate, and we did this in the online research section, if you can go back to that, and take the title. So for example, relocating from China to San Clemente, put that into the box, choose English, and then choose to Chinese, and you have a choice. You can choose simplified Chinese, or you can choose traditional Chinese. Okay, now I don't want to give a Chinese lesson here, but essentially simplified Chinese is used inside of mainland China, and traditional Chinese is used in Hong Kong and Taiwan and other overseas communities. They also use a similar one in Japan. So more complicated kanji, the original one. So choose whichever target you're going for. Okay, you might want to choose all three. For example, you could write, you could do your video in English, relocating from China to San Clemente. Okay, now you want your video to be very short. Okay, 1 minute to 3 minutes long. Okay, record using your iPhone, using your flip camera, doesn't matter, quality is not that important. It's very basic, you want to have good information in there. And you want to put your personality in there so they understand who you are, and they can kind of, you know, they start to feel who you are. So do a 1 minute to 3 minute video and upload to YouTube. Okay, then for the more ambitious, and this is for the more people that are more not technically challenged, is you could put it up on a Chinese video sharing service. And probably the most popular one by far is called Youku. And that's youku.com. youku.com. Youku. Now, Youku is a massive site. It has an incredible traffic every day. And Chinese watch a lot of Youku. You know, my friends, they're all watching Youku all day. In fact, a lot of my friends here in Shanghai don't even have TVs anymore, no television. They're all watching Youku online. So Youku is used, I would say, more than YouTube in my experience. People watch Youku all the time, every day. They watch it on their mobile phones. They watch it at home. They throw the TV away because maybe their apartment is not so large and they'll use their laptop. Especially young people will use Youku a lot. But really, there's no age. I mean, people in their 60s are watching Youku all the time. You know, they'll be watching like a Chinese drama. There'll be a series, and they just watch each one of them. So Youku is where you want to put if you want to upload in China. Okay, now, you know, opening an account and uploading to Youku is a bit complicated. So I mean, it's not that complicated. It's not impossible. But I mean, it's in Chinese. Okay, it's in Chinese language. There's no English. So what I would recommend is first put it up on YouTube, okay? Put it up in English in YouTube, you know, relocating from China to San Clemente, for example, or wherever you are, to Vancouver. Okay, upload it in English. Next, take the title, just the title alone, put it into Google Translate, translate into simplified Chinese, and then upload it again. Okay, now you've got two videos, and both of them are in English. Okay, now let's say, for example, you could do it a third time. Third time, you upload it again, and you put traditional characters. This time, in Google Translate, when you're translating the title, put it in the box and check traditional characters, okay, and upload that. Now you'll have three videos with the same video, but different titles. Okay? Now, why would you put a video, an English video, with a Chinese title? Well, how could that, you know, that's crazy, you know? When I was planning this product, I was thinking of, you know, we're here in China. We have a lot of people to help us. We have staff, we have interns. It was very easy for us to do Chinese. In fact, I speak Chinese, so I can do a Chinese video. But I wanted to make this as simple as possible. So wherever you are, you can do this, okay? So you can use Google Translate. Now, why would English be okay? Okay, I want to put it in a story. When I was climbing a mountain in China, it was called the Ume Mountain, and it was back in the 80s, and we were climbing. I was with a couple of Swedish friends. We climbed up the mountain, and actually we took the bus up the mountain, and we were climbed down. Now, it turns out it was 40 kilometers down the mountain, 40 kilometers. And so, you know, I mean, the next day I literally could not move out of my bed. I watched Jackie Chan movies, or I can't remember, it was some kung fu movie all day on TV in Chinese. I couldn't, none of us could move. We could not walk, none of us. And we were all like early 20s, you know, we could not walk. But on the way down that mountain, okay, now there's monkeys everywhere there. It was really beautiful. I highly recommend traveling in China. If you start selling to Chinese, it's fantastic use of your time, and you'll have a good time too. You'll learn a lot too. But either way, so I was walking down, and there was restaurants on the way down, like these little shacks, right? And you know, the shacks didn't look very appealing in 1989 in China. The food didn't look, I was used to. So I was kind of hesitating to eat, right? I was just kind of walking down the mountain slowly, and I was getting hungry. I was getting really hungry. And finally, I got to this one, and the guy hands me the menu, and the menu is it's an English menu, and one of the dishes actually said fried children. So I thought, oh, okay, fried children. Okay, well, you get a sense of humor when you travel. So I said, well, I'll have the fried children. So they brought it to me. It was chicken, unfortunately, but just kidding. But you know, the thing is that English menu, even though they couldn't speak a word of English, that was enough to get me in the door. That was enough that I would sit down, and that was enough that I would eat, and I would order the food and eat, you know. So having an English menu, even if it's wrong, got me into that place. It got me, you know, in the process with them. And same with you. If you have a Chinese title, a lot of people, they'll see that, they'll sit down, they'll open the video, and they'll start watching it. They'll realize it's in English, but it's already happening, it's already playing. What you can do is, to increase the viewership, you want them to watch your whole video, or you want them to click through to your website. So what you might want to do is you might want to speak very slowly, okay? Don't speak like a child, okay? Don't speak like somebody has hearing damage. You know, I often hear people overseas, they start to speak like the person is deaf. You know, they're not deaf. They just don't speak English that well. So speak slowly, speak clearly, and you know, space your words out, and do your video in basic English, using not complicated words. Don't run around, don't speak very quickly, and don't use a lot of slang. Just keep it very simple. Tell them about living in the town. And I mean, if you can put some kind of humor in there, or some kind of personality also, that helps too. So maybe you have if you're from northern Canada, you might have like a hat from the area. You might be wearing a hat from the area. Or if you're from Texas, you might have a cowboy hat. Or, you know, you might have something that gives you a little personality. But don't do your personality through your voice. Your voice has to be very clear and easy to understand. And again, don't talk down to people. Don't talk like you're talking to a child. Talk slowly. And maybe you don't use full sentences, just use a word, but they'll understand it. Most Chinese can understand English, and they'll definitely understand you. And for your more sophisticated clients, if you speak too simply and too slowly, they might think, you know, this is not my agent, right? So keep that in mind. Okay, so let's go to the next thing is, kind of issues China specific. They're a little bit complicated online, and I wanted to tell you about it. Obviously, this is not a Learn the Internet in China video, but in mainland China, YouTube is blocked. Okay, Now, what that means is, if you haven't been in China, is that you open up the website and it can't find it. It's as if you unplugged your computer from the internet. It just won't load. So inside China, YouTube is blocked. Okay, you cannot see YouTube unless you have what's called a VPN. Okay, and if you have a VPN, you pay for a VPN, then you can watch YouTube. And so I don't want to lead you astray and say, hey, everybody in China can see a YouTube video, because that's not true. Okay, Taiwan, no problem. Hong Kong, no problem. Anywhere else in the world, no problem. Inside China, wealthy Chinese would often have a VPN. They can see your video. And if you want to target the mass market, that's when you want to think about Youku. Okay, and all you need to do, it's exact same process. You just have to figure out how to use Google Chrome. We talked about in the online research area or video, we talked about the Translate add-on. So the Google Translate add-on. If you add that on, what it will do, if you use Google Chrome browser and you open up Youku, it will automatically translate everything for you. So you can see, log in, create a new account, all that stuff will be translated for you. So you can use Youku and using Google Chrome with the Google Translate add-on installed. And it's actually very, very helpful. I've found Google Translate is, you know, fantastic for, you know, the add-on, where it automatically will all the website that you're watching, you're looking at, will automatically be translated to English or Spanish or French, whatever language you're reading. And it's very, very, very useful for a lot of reasons. Is one is you can, obviously you can post on Youku. But the other thing, you can keep up with what's going on in China. You can read news in China, and you can also use it for social media. So when we're in the social media section, we'll talk about Weibo, and we'll talk about Weixin or WeChat, and you know, using that translate, it's what opens your eyes to like what's going on in China. And I found it very, very cool, because I speak Chinese, but I don't read Chinese very well. So the translate module is really, really important for me, and it's very easy to use. It's a automatic thing, just automatically works. Okay, now I want to give a recap of your translation methods, what you can do. Okay, first you wrote your personal introduction, your family, your situation, your history, your qualifications, your skills. Next, we went to your area. What you paint a picture in a story. What's it like to live there? Who lives there? How do they live there? You know, what's it like to, you know, everything? Where do they shop? All that. Okay. And then finally, you're doing, you write an article. Okay. Now, how do you translate into Chinese? There's a lot of options. I'm going to give you four basic options. Okay. One and the easiest option for you, if you have a Chinese intern or if you have a Chinatown, there's always a translation service you can use. You can ask them to translate it. The other thing you can do is, like I said before, you can use Google Translate. So you open up, you search Google Translate on Google. It'll come up number one. Click on that, choose English, and then choose two, Chinese, and simplified or traditional, depending on who you're targeting, or maybe both. Okay, that's Google Translate. Then you just cut and paste. So you copy it, yeah, and then you paste it onto the article or onto the website. And another option is the Google add-on onto Google Chrome. And that will automatically translate everything on your site, and also translate, it won't translate your article. So excuse me, let's go back on that one. The intern, and the last thing is Gengo.com, Gengo.com, Gengo.com. If you have a computer now, you might want to pause and you might want to open up Gengo.com and look at Gengo. Gengo is a fantastic website. It translates. There's human beings working at Gengo. It's not an automatic. It's not a machine translation, and they will translate. There's three different choices. You have basically the lowest level of translation. You have the mid, and then you have very high level for advertising or if you're writing a brochure for a big company, there's three different choices maybe if you're doing an advertising slogan, or very sophisticated wording, then you would use the top one. But I recommend just using the lowest level. So use the cheapest one, and Gengo.com, a human being will translate it and they will send it back to you. And it's very, very reasonable. I don't have the exact prices right now, but we're just asking you to basically translate, if you're making videos, just the headline. And if you're making articles, the whole article. So, and again, you're going to be doing once a week. So set aside $5 or $10 and you can translate your articles into Chinese and you can upload them to your website. And now here's the question. Once you have translated your story, your history, you've translated your area, and you've translated your titles for your videos, you've got an arsenal now, okay? You have got an arsenal. What are you going to do with this? What are you going to do with all this content? Now, I'm going to call it content. You've got a lot of content, and it's very valuable for a new person in your area, somebody looking for a house. So what are you going to do with it? One, you want to use it in your brochure. The next thing, if you're making a brochure or you're making a PDF, you can take this now gold. You have a bunch of content, different titles, and you can just cut and paste. You can put it into a brochure. You can also put it on your storefront or on your desk. You can put your content up there. You can print it out on a sign. You can update your website. You can put it on Facebook. You can put it on, you can join a Facebook group, and then you can paste it in there, like helpful tips for people moving to Southern California or wherever, what your area, right? You can put it on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a professional, like a Facebook for professionals. I think you probably know it, but just in case, linkedin.com, and you can join there and put your, you know, again, you can add your English and your Chinese stories. Tell them who you are. Let them see you. Yeah, a lot of Chinese are online. You would be surprised. Social media is massive in China. People are online a lot, and they will see you. They will see you online. The other thing you can do, you can put it on Twitter. Again, Twitter is blocked in China. It's not blocked in Taiwan. It's not blocked in Hong Kong, and it's obviously not blocked around the world. So very useful. But again, it's very easy because you have your content now. You know the titles and the different things that you have. It's very easy just to cut and paste it. You just copy and paste, boom, put it on there. Every day or every week, put this new content on there. People will start to see you as an expert. And again, you could put it on your business cards too. If you want to have Chinese on your business cards, if you have dual-sided business cards, you have English on one side and you have Chinese on the other, that's fantastic. It's another welcome sign. It's letting people know they're welcome. Okay, you're not gonna learn Chinese in 3 months and you're not gonna be fluent in Chinese, right? So work with what you have. Let people know they're welcome. That's the number one thing anyway. It's not language. Language is not the number one thing. You know, I've found that a million times in my life. I love languages. I think they're great. I love speaking languages. But, you know, it takes me a while when I get to a new country to learn language, but I always make a lot of friends, even in that period where I can't speak the language. So don't be afraid. You know, just go ahead and post it as a welcome, and then you know, talk to them in English. Of course, if you're a broker owner and you have a Chinese agent, then you can have a Chinese to Chinese conversation. Okay, obviously Facebook groups, and when it comes to Chinese social media, one thing never hurts is language translation can be hard work. You know, you don't want to spend your whole life translating. And so how do you get, you know, how do you make friends? How do you let people know who you are? One of the things that I just found so effective in social media in China is pictures. And whenever I add a picture of a cute cat or, you know, something, a cat playing with a piano or something, or a beautiful mountain, something like that, I always get a ton of people add my Weibo account. You know, that's like the Twitter, the Chinese Twitter. And so pictures are fantastic. You can put pictures, if you like to cook, put pictures of your food. If you like to sing, by all means, sing something. You know, put the video up. This kind of thing gives people a feeling of who you are, what skills you have. Singing is fantastic. Chinese people actually love to sing. Any Chinese park in mainland China, there'll always be someone singing. Like on a Sunday afternoon, there'll always be some older, usually elderly, and they'll be singing some old songs. And sometimes there'll be like a crew of like 30 or 40 people singing. And it's quite fun to watch. But, you know, singing is a really big thing in China. Everybody sings. Everybody can sing. And it spills over into karaoke. Everybody goes to karaoke all the time. It's a huge thing with young people. So singing is great. Singing is a great way to bring people together. Fantastic way to connect with people in China. So when it comes to pictures in social media, you can post the content that you translated, and you can also post English content. Just make it simple. Don't have a paragraph, right? Make it simple. But any kind of pictures, and the pictures I think that are most effective for a real estate agent or an owner of real estate or a developer is things that give people a feeling of what it's like to live there. So maybe a picture of food, okay? Like, Chinese love food, and let's say whatever local restaurant, a salad, just throw up pictures of food, throw up pictures of the area, throw up pictures of people walking their dogs in the park. These kind of things are great. Everybody, they'll follow you and they'll add you, and you'll see you'll get a lot of comments. You'll get people commenting, oh, that looked really tasty. What was that? Whenever I post something, I like cooking. So whenever I post something that I cook something in China, I quickly get two or three responses. Whereas in English, I not so common. Often in English, if I post it on Facebook, someone might say a joke or something it's like, you're going to eat that, or is that edible or something, Whereas on Chinese social media, I'll often get a conversation going on because it's a food that they don't know. I like to make like a hodgepodge food, like a soup, using a pressure cooker, and it looks very funny to Chinese people. Or if my Weibo account is any proof, I get a lot of comments on it. So, and then I start talking about food, and we start talking about the differences in food, and that's all fantastic stuff. It's connecting with someone on a non-business level, and then when they need you, or when they want to go overseas, who are they going to contact? And again, put yourself in their shoes. Okay, you're sitting back home, and let's say that all of a sudden you moved overseas, and you're connected with somebody, let's say in Beijing, online, and you've cooked a cake and you showed it to them, and they talked about cooking a cake, and they showed you like a Chinese bread they cooked, and they sent you the recipe, and they're a real estate agent, and they post pictures of nice apartments in Beijing. I mean, who are you going to use, right? You're going to use that person. It's social media can be very effective for international stuff. When someone decides to go overseas, often another follower of yours will recommend you to another person, and then someone else will add you, and they'll say, hey, I heard you're there. Let me know. I'm moving there. I don't know what to do. I don't have any friends. I don't know where to start. And they contact, and then obviously it's a very easy sale. So you've got your content. You've now posted it all over the place. And now you are really ready for action. Okay, now you're ready for action. Okay, I know there's a lot of stuff in a module, so I expect you to do one part at a time. But now you're ready, okay? You've passed the test, you've translated everything, you've posted things, you've made videos. What do you do now? The next thing is you're prepared. You've got your team, you've got your accountant, you've got your CPA, you've got your lawyer, Chinese speaking lawyer. And now you're completely prepared for anything. So the next thing to do is go and kiss babies and shake hands. Go meet people. So go back to the Chinatown that you checked out, talk to people. You've now got brochures if they want them. You've now got a better idea of what it's like to be an immigrant. You understand more where people are coming from. You'll have very, very easy to come up with things to talk about. Leave your card in the restaurant, the bowl. There's a bowl there. You can put your card in there and announce when something happens in the future. So physically go. And now you're prepared, right? You know how to describe yourself. You know how to describe your area. And you've also got videos. So if somebody asks you a question, you can answer the question, and then you can send them a video, right? You can connect them on that level.